Oh God, come to my assistance.
Lord, make haste to help me. Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto. Sicut erat in principio et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. Alleluia.
The dawn of light now blushes red. Heaven responds with thundering praise. The world exulting shouts with joy, and groaning hell wails its dismay. He comes, most mighty of all kings, the power of death to break apart. Trampling with scorn the shades of hell, he frees the wretched from their chain. He whom behind the gravestone sealed, the soldier guarded watchfully. Triumphing nobly in parade, the victor rises from the dead. Now loosed from death our sighs and tears, released its sorrows and its pains. For now arisen is the Lord, the shining angel calls aloud. So constantly to every mind, O Jesus, be our paschal joy. Bring us reborn by saving grace to celebrate your victory. Jesus, to you may glory be, who shine above defeated death, with Father and with Spirit kind, to everlasting ages long. Amen. The words I have spoken to you are spirit and life. Alleluia. I call with all my heart, Lord, hear me. I will keep your commands. I call upon you, save me, and I will do your will. I rise before dawn and cry for help. I hope in your word. My eyes watch through the night to ponder your promise. In your love hear my voice, O Lord. Give me life by your decrees. Those who harm me unjustly draw near. They are far from your law. But you, O Lord, are close, your commands are truth. Long have I known that your will is established forever. Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto, sicut erat in principio et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. The words I have spoken to you are spirit and life. Alleluia. Lord, you have built your temple and altar on your holy mountain. Alleluia. God of my fathers, Lord of mercy, you who have made all things by your word, and in your wisdom have established man to rule the creatures produced by you, to govern the world in holiness and justice, and to render judgment in integrity of heart. Give me wisdom, the attendant at your throne, and reject me not from among your children. For I am your servant, the son of your handmaid, a man weak and short-lived, and lacking in comprehension of judgment and of laws. Indeed, though one be perfect among the sons of men, If wisdom who comes from you be not with him, he shall be held in no esteem. Now with you is wisdom who knows your works and was present when you made the world, who understands what is pleasing in your eyes and what is conformable with your commands. Send her forth from your holy heavens and from your glorious throne dispatch her, that she may be with me and work with me, that I may know what is your pleasure. For she knows and understands all things, and will guide me discreetly in my affairs, and safeguard me by her glory. Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto, sicut erat in principio et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. Lord, you have built your temple and altar on your holy mountain. Alleluia. I am the way, the truth, and the life. Alleluia. Oh, praise the Lord, all you nations. Acclaim him, all you peoples. Strong is his love for us. He is faithful forever. Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto, sicut erat in principio et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. I am the way, the truth, and the life. Alleluia. None of us lives as his own master, and none of us dies as his own master. While we live, we are responsible to the Lord, and when we die as his servants. Both in life and in death, we are the Lord's. That is why Christ died and came to life again, that he might be Lord of both the dead and the living. The Lord is risen from the tomb.
Alleluia, alleluia.
He hung upon the cross for us.
Alleluia, alleluia.
Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto.
The Lord is risen from the tomb. Alleluia, alleluia.
Know that I am with you always, even until the end of the world. Alleluia. Blessed be the Lord, the God of Israel. He has come to his people and set them free. He has raised up for us a mighty Savior, born of the house of his servant David. Through his holy prophets he promised of old that he would save us from our enemies, from the hands of all who hate us. He promised to show mercy to our fathers and to remember his holy covenant. This was the oath he swore to our father Abraham, to set us free from the hands of our enemies, free to worship him without fear, holy and righteous in his sight all the days of our life. You, my child, shall be called the prophet of the Most High, for you will go before the Lord to prepare his way, to give his people knowledge of salvation by the forgiveness of their sins. In the tender compassion of our God, the dawn from on high shall break upon us, to shine on those who dwell in darkness and the shadow of death, and to guide our feet into the way of peace. Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto, Sicut erat in principio et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. Know that I am with you always, even until the end of the world. Alleluia. Send us your Holy Spirit, that we may acclaim you before the world as Lord and King. Give us a sincere love, that the Church may be a loving family. Give your life-giving grace to all the faithful, that they may receive with joy the gifts of the Spirit. Give us the power of your Holy Spirit to heal our wounds and make us strong. Lord Jesus, give us your Spirit to make us holy. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Grant, we pray, Almighty God, that we who have celebrated the Paschal festivities may by your gift hold fast to them in the way that we live our lives. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God forever and ever.
Amen.
May the Lord bless us, protect us from all evil, and bring us to everlasting life. Amen. Pray for us, O Holy Mother of God,
that we may be made worthy of the promises of Christ.